From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Medical charity Doctors Without Borders says sustained bombing of its hospital in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz has killed 9 of its staff members and left 37 other people wounded. The group says the airstrikes continued for more than 30 minutes after American and Afghan military officials in Kabul and Washington were first informed. The U.S. military has acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the area that may have caused collateral damage to a medical facility. A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan, Colonel Brian Tribus, says that individuals threatening the force were the target of an airstrike that took place at 2:15 a.m. local time Saturday. He said the strike may have resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility and is under investigation. In a statement, Doctors Without Borders said MSF condemns in the strongest possible terms the horrific bombing of its hospital in Kunduz, full of staff and patients. It added that all parties, including Kabul and Washington, were informed of the hospital's location after fighting broke out in the city. Britain's defense minister says only 5% of Russia's airstrikes in Syria this week have targeted Islamic State extremists. In an interview with the Sun newspaper, Michael Fallon added that most of the Russian bombs have struck Syrian rebel groups, including the Western-backed Free Syrian Army, and civilians were killed. The assessment comes a day after U.S. President Barack Obama said the Syrian civil war is not going to become a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia as both countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside Syria.